Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
Does it seem to you like young people are waiting longer and longer to get married? Is this because of financial reasons and they're still living with their parents, even sometimes when they're together as a couple? Is there certain careers they're going after, or they just don't think they're ready, or they're scared of the divorce rates? What are the reasons that people seem to be waiting longer and longer? My guest is Dr. Nicholas Wolfinger. He's a professor of family and consumer studies and an adjunct professor of sociology at the University of Utah. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wolfinger. So, is it true? Are people getting married later and later?
That is absolutely true. Marriage ages are at an all-time high.
Wow.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. One of the big reasons is financial. I'm sure you know, real wages for all but the college-educated have been stagnating for 40 years. So you simply have to work longer to make the same amount of money. And most people don't feel like they can get married if they don't have adequate incomes.
What is the age people are averaging getting married now?
I haven't looked at recent data, but the last time I saw it was about 30 for men and 28 for women.
So I've been married 20 years, but I did wait until I was... let's see, if I had my first baby at 36. So I waited till I was 32 years old to get married. So I waited a long time. And it was for financial reasons. And, you know, you worry you haven't found the one. You don't want to get divorced. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But what do you want? I mean, is it better to wait? Are we having less divorce that way? Or do we want our kids going back into the 50s and getting married in their early 20s?
Most of the time it is better to wait. Many of your listeners will be surprised to know that the divorce rate has declined over the last 30 years. It hit its all-time peak in 1981, and it's been going down since then. And one of the reasons why is that people are waiting until they're older to get married. Now, we talked about finances a second ago, but that's not the only reason. More people are going to college, and so they'll wait till they're out of college to get married. There's, compared to the 1950s, there's also good birth control. It's okay to have sex out of wedlock today. It's not a big taboo. It's okay to live with your partner out of wedlock. All these factors are pushing back the marriage age. Now,
I think that's probably true. Oh, go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's all definitely true. You asked about the consequences of this. Well, here's why you have me on the show today. For years, the story about marriage age and divorce had been straightforward. The older you were when you got married, the less likely you were to get divorced, period. If you're older, you're more mature, you're more stable, perhaps you're more ensconced in your career, all these things help make you a better spouse and lower the divorce rate. But what I found out recently is that the story is more complex. Certainly, if you wait from your teenage years to your late 20s, within that range, the older you are when you get married, the less likely you are to get divorced. But what's new is that if you wait past your early 30s, the divorce rate now seems going up again. So Jordan Weissman of Slate has called this the Goldilocks theory of marriage. Not too old, not too young, right in the middle. So at least if we measure it by age, people in the 28 to 32 year age range seem to have the lowest divorce rate.
Wow. And do we know anything about the feelings of waiting to get married between men and women, Dr. Wolfinger? Is there something where women are the ones saying, well, I want to wait till I know he's the one, till I know it's right, or men until he knows he's not going to have a complete nagging wife? Or is there a difference between men and women?
Well, I'm a demographer, so I don't believe in feelings.
Oh, good for you.
Now, that having been said, surely, as women get older, there will be more pressure to get married on them than there will be on men. The older you get, the more skewed the gender ratio gets, the more, the higher the number of women to men there is. So most scientists believe that puts more pressure on women to get married. And there's also the question of women's biological clock. If they've waited to get married and they have not had children before marriage, women may feel the need to get married in order to have kids while it's still biologically feasible.
That's true. That's true. Because women, I think, do get it a lot more, unless you've got a big Jewish family like mine, in which case the men get it just about the same as the women. When are you getting married? why haven't you found the right girl? When are you, you know, so that, but women do get that pressure. Every time you go to a wedding or a party, someone says, when are you getting married? When are you having kids? I mean, it's always that same kind of questions about that. So what do you...
I know. You asked, my other asked, I'm 49, I'm unmarried.
Are you?
And I'm Jewish.
Oh my God, I got a sister I should introduce you to. I got a sister for you. Got a couple of sisters. I got a lot of sisters. In any case, it's very funny because...
Where do you live?
In Florida. Oh, she's okay. Gonna kill me for talking about this. In any case, it's so funny because this is a question people do not seem embarrassed to ask. They will come right up to someone they do not know that they meet at a party and say, why aren't you married? Or I got someone I could fix you up with. I mean, it is kind of a little
phenomenon.
I don't
know what you're talking about. No one has fixed me up like that.
Oh, well, so you
got
to come to Chicago.
It's been that long since I've been on a blind date.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get you to Chicago because there's a lot of unmarried girls around here and Jewish ones too. But it is kind of an interesting phenomenon. So where can people find out first more about you? Because I think you're hilarious and you have a book, Fragile Families and the Marriage Agenda. Tell us about it.
They can visit my website, www.nicholaswolfinger.com, or they can
Wolfinger.
Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, I was calling you Wolfinger, but it's Wolfinger. That's good. That's good that you cleared that up for us.
Yeah,
so in the last,
everyone says Wolfinger, and I don't take it personally.
That's good. I'm glad you don't. So in just the last minute and a half, kind of wrap it up for us and tell us about this waiting to get married, waiting a little bit longer, and whether you think it's a good thing, a bad thing, or really doesn't matter.
Well, in the social sciences, there are a few things that are unequivocally good or bad. But that having been said, it's good not to marry when you're a teenager. It's good to push it back a little bit. Why? Because the divorce rate is so high among people who marry when they're really young. You need only think back to your first high school boyfriend or girlfriend to know what I'm talking about. Those relationships tend to be very unstable. So, would you want to get married in those conditions? No.
But you think you do at the time when you're just a little teenager. You think, oh, this
right.
is the person I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. But it
right.
is good.
That's
it's
what
good
you think in homeroom. But by third period, you've broken up. And then by lunch, you're back together again. That's not a good model for a happy and stable marriage.
No, it certainly isn't, and it's such great information, but I do miss those days and those passionate feelings you get from one minute to the next. It's good to be young, but if you are young, wait to get married because the divorce rate is higher among very young people. Wait till
yes,
you know you're ready. Dr. Wolfinger says it. He knows it. He's a sociologist. He studies this stuff, so you can read more about him at nicholaswolfinger.com. This is
Thank
Melanie
you so
Cole,
much.
And if you... Thank you so much. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. We have so many great shows, so scroll around, learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole. We got more great show coming up. Stay well.